You are tuned into your home for Christ Community Music, FM 90.3 WJTL. That was Crowder, his tune, Still. Good morning, happy Tuesday, 7:20 on the clock. You are hanging out with Liam and Kaylin.
Good morning. Weather-wise, today looking mostly sunny, with seeing a chance of thunderstorms, high of 79. Tonight, mostly cloudy, chance of thunderstorms, low of 57. And winning Wednesday, thunderstorms early, rainy, high of 74. Right now, 58 in Mannheim and Harrisburg.
This morning, we welcome back our very special guest, Krista Chambers, the theater director for Veritas Academy. Krista, good morning once again. So good to have you here. Tell us a little bit about Veritas Academy, because you do things a little different. Talk about classical Christian education. What does that mean?
Yeah, classical Christian education follows what we call the trivium, or three stages of learning: grammar, logic, and rhetoric. And each of these phases follow a student's natural development, with grammar phase focusing in elementary school in both memorization and active learning. During the logic or middle school years, we're focused on critical thinking. And during the rhetoric or high school years, students are focused on honing in on their written and oral communication.
Very cool. You're originally from Ohio.
I am.
You moved to the Pittsburgh area and eventually made your way to Lancaster. Here's what I love about you. You exemplify Lancaster County. You're a parent turned theater director. Tell us a little bit about that journey.
Yeah, I have two students at Veritas Academy. They're both in third and eighth grade, respectively. And I have just loved the school. I've loved the community. I have loved the amazing teachers. I have loved how the teachers have directed my students to pursue God's truth, beauty, and goodness in all subject areas. The school is academically excellent, but also incorporates a biblical worldview in all subject areas.
Wow, that's really cool. You guys actually have a production coming up, Hans Christian Andersen Jr. Tell us a little bit about the show.
This is a brand new musical, a brand new junior musical, and to my knowledge, we will be the very first to perform it in Lancaster County.
Really?
Yes, it is based loosely off of a 1952 movie starring Danny Kaye. All of the music is by Frank Lesser, and a new libretto or storyline has been written by Timothy Allen McDonald.
Wow, that is really cool. How many students do you have involved in the production?
I have about 43 students involved in the production, from the set crew to the actors on stage. And we've all been working so hard to prepare the sets and the props and the costumes, rehearsing the blocking and the dancing. And we're really excited to bring this show to the community.
That's amazing. Very Lancaster County as well. Remind us some of the music that Frank Lesser has written. What are these tunes that folks might recognize?
He has written other musicals such as Guys and Dolls, right, and How to Succeed in Business. But the music of this show follows Hans Christian Andersen. And if you don't know who he is, he's a storyteller who brought us the famous stories of The Ugly Duckling, The Little Mermaid, The King's New Clothes. And those stories are interwoven into this original story about Hans Christian going to school for the very first time.
That's cool. You have two kids at Veritas. Is your oldest in the production?
My oldest is in the production. She plays the part of The Ugly Duckling.
Okay. And mom cast The Ugly Duckling,
right?
I did,
but she turns into a beautiful swan,
well,
so she can't be mad at me.
That is amazing.
No,
I love that so much. And you were kind of saying off air that this show is for everyone. It's unique in that fashion, ages preschool to however old you are. Everyone's going to love this. Talk to us a little bit about
That's exactly right. This musical is really for everyone. If you come and see this show, your toes will be tapping and your heart will be warm. And you'll just fall in love with this story, this new creative story, and be reminded of those wonderful fairy tales that we grew up learning about when we were young.
That's fantastic. You and Kaylin were also talking about the importance of these junior musicals and how cool it is that we get to experience one, April 10th and 11th? Do I have that correct?
That's correct. April 10th and 11th.
Can you tell us the show times for those days?
Yes. On April 10th, our show's at 7 p.m. And on April 11th, it is at 2 o'clock and at 6:30.
And if folks want to get their tickets, is there a good place to do that?
At veritasacademy.info/musical.
Awesome. veritasacademy.info/musical is the place to get more information on Hans Christian Andersen Jr., a musical you don't want to miss. It's happening April 10th and 11th. April 10th at 7 o'clock p.m. April 11th at 2 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. And Krista, if folks want to get more information on Veritas Academy, where can they do that?
Yeah, please go to veritasacademy.com. You can learn more about classical Christian education, as well as learn about our school in Leola, Pennsylvania.
That's fantastic. veritasacademy.com for more information on their school, veritasacademy.info/musical to learn more about Hans Christian Andersen Jr. Krista, it was wonderful talking to you this morning. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great rest of your day. We are diving right back into the music with Shane and Shane. Here's Is He Worthy right here, FM 90.3, WJTL.